Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. It is the build-up show. Liverpool taking on Leicester City on Boxing Day night at 8 p.m. Which, if you're trying to get down there, is a nightmare. If you're not, you're going to be tucked up at home watching it with your friends and family. Then, yeah, get settled in because it's a massive game, made slightly more relaxing by the fact that Man City got the result, but a big game nevertheless. Ross Chanley joins me, Tom Dutton joins me, and Errol Smith joined me as well for this one. Ross. Straight back to normality, no rest for the wicked and all that. The board would like to remind you to keep celebrations to a minimum, to keep maintain focus on the prizes in front of us, etc.
Yep, I don't know what day it is. When is Boxing Day? I'm kind of glad it's straight back into it, to be fair, because it keeps celebrations minimum for Liverpool, which I think they did. I think they celebrated after the game and kind of got the Reds down, concentrate back on this. It's a huge game. Possibly the biggest game of the month, arguably. You know, you can say the Club World Cup, but we're going for the Premier League title. We need to get our heads back, and Leicester are in very good form, are a good side. You know, City beat them, there's a favour, but I think we need to continue that dominance and just keep going.
I think there was a lot of back and forth, I think, over the last week, Tom, building up to that City-Leicester game of, like, how we wanted that result to go. I think everyone probably agreed that a draw would have been lovely, just to kind of do them both in. But ultimately, you know, it does ease the pressure, for better or for ill. You know, I didn't really want a situation where, Leicester were down to like a seven point gap. A win there takes them to four, albeit we'd still have the game in hand, etc., etc. What it does mean is that it's probably Leicester's kind of last hurrah. You know, they're going to need to get something out of this game if they want to make a title challenge.
Yeah, Ross then speaks about it being maybe the most important game in a month. I think it's the most important game in a Premier League season at the moment. Leicester away, I think, is more important to me right now than Liverpool away at the Etihad, if I'm being honest. Be interested to know other people's opinions on this, but I think they're the closest to us. Yes, they might drop off later, but I think if they win this game, they're going to be buoyed massively and going to carry on and keep going. It's always been a tough game, this Leicester away.
I remember form. No way, yeah,
I've seen us get battered, absolutely battered, when Vardy scores that goal, loops over, I think it was Mignolet at the time, and they just demolished us in that game. Yes, they had Kante in the midfield and they were hitting the balls over to Jamie Vardy and we couldn't handle it, but it doesn't change the fact that every time we go there, it is a tough matchup. It's tough for the crowd to get into it because you're surrounded by both sides. They've got a drum to your left. You can't get a song started unless they quieten down. This is huge, this game, Paul, in terms of you just need to go out there, go up against a really strong attacking side and get a result. I think Liverpool have it within them, don't get me wrong. I still believe 100% that Liverpool are the best team in the Premier League, obviously the best team in the world now, but it's going to be tough.
I think, you know, as mentioned there, Errol, Jamie Vardy, 17 goals in 18 games so far this season. He shows no sign of slowing down. No. He's been a constant thorn in our side since he's been in that Leicester side. And as much as there's going to be tired legs on both sides. I think obviously while we had the midweek game against Monterrey, they obviously had the League Cup game against Everton in that as well. This is probably, in some regards, both teams are going to be kind of feeling it. Them having the home advantage will play into that, and look, Brendan Rodgers will have a point to prove. I think the game at Anfield was closer than it should have been on the balance of play, but it did take a last gasp penalty to take the win.
I think again, I am nervous for this game, but it's I think now we're about to enter into a period where ultimately teams are, we've put a bounty on our own heads,
yeah,
where teams are going to want to be the first to beat the World Club champions in, yeah, Liverpool, whether that's in the league, the FA Cup or the Champions League next year. There are going to be teams that
there
are
might
going
be some. Oh yeah, I was going to say, I think post, yeah, Club World Champions, I'm sure the Villa fans are ready to go. Yeah, we don't count that.
Yeah, that was before we was number one, so yeah, it's all right. But I think with Leicester, I think if we can show that, you know, this is the second best team in the league at the moment, and we can put them to bed, and I'm going to say, like, make light work of it, because no, with Liverpool, we don't make light work of anyone, really, do we? But
Everton.
Yeah, apart from them sometimes. I think if we can go out there and put in, I know it sounds mad to say, but another Watford-type performance where it's just about getting the 3 points, a 1-0 will do it, and we just go play the 90 minutes, play the game, don't play the occasion, and just get the basic things right on the pitch in terms of the way we set up. I reckon now we probably will be going back to a pretty much strong squad. Go back with that strong squad. Everyone sets up the way that we're used to. Get back to playing our style. Let them worry about us. And I think if long as we can get through and manage the game, we should comfortably get out.
The good thing about this at the timing of it, Ross, is that they rotate here and there, but they don't rotate significantly. They've got that bunch of lads. I was looking at it in terms of ever-presence. They've got 6 ever-presence in the league this season. We've only got 4 now. You know, the minor difference is we've got European football to factor into this as well. But they are, I think it's a good instance where we can probably go with our strongest team again.
Yeah.
Because they're probably going to do the same thing as well. And both teams are a little bit complicit on this, is that we'll both go strong and we'll kind of see who comes out on top. Whereas if they had like 5 really strong changes, if you're coming up against Man City now and they hadn't had, you know, they could probably rotate more heavily and maintain the quality. They'd have freshers as well as quality.
Yeah, I've got confidence in our squad depth, and something that we spoke about against the Flamengo game is the fitness of our team. I trust us to do that. And the squad depth of being able to rotate in 3 or 4 players and being fine with the team that we put out. Yeah, Leicester are a massive challenge. But I also think you forget when you, obviously, because we follow Liverpool, we go, oh shit, we're going to be knackered, or we need to rotate this either there. Leicester are in pretty much the same position of playing all these Premier League games. I think they went to penalties against Everton, so last week as well, midweek. So they're going to be tired from that. They're in the same position as us, except they haven't got the squad depth to go and do that. Their legs will fall off. Also, maybe before ours, doesn't have confidence in doing that, but there's no denying the quality that they've got going forward. And the other thing is, well, got to be cautious of Brendan Rodgers. He's going to want to prove a point against Liverpool of missing out on the Premier League title and putting a dent in our challenge.
The only downside I've got to that, Paul, is we did go to extra time. Mm-hmm. We did just fly there and back to Qatar.
Yeah.
That's going to take a lot out of the team. Obviously, they will have had a couple of days to recuperate.
Bit of warm weather training.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you're looking at the likes of Henderson, Naby Keita, put a massive shift in.
It wasn't cold like it was cold here, mate. I can all
But then you flew over.
You're looking at then Oxlade-Chamberlain in there getting injured and stuff. I'm not sure where Gino Wijnaldum's up to. I was just trying to find that out then.
He was on the bench, wasn't he? But we don't know. I mean, the fact that he doesn't get any involvement doesn't exactly make you wonder how close he is.
And then you're looking at the front three as well. It's going to be tough for this team. This is another challenge in the many long line of challenges that this team has faced. We've overcome them all, so it's fine. I just I'm just slightly more worried than I usually am about Liverpool, just purely because of the circumstances. It's Boxing Day, which is always a tough one anyway. But after that shift that we put in, like, I'm looking at it and going, I want Jordan Henderson to start. I want Gino Wijnaldum to start. I think James Milner's probably a given, but Jordan Henderson's ran so much.
Yeah.
We spoke about him not getting a rest in the final word. He needs one. He does. I don't want him to go off injured. You know what I mean?
This is that one, though, isn't it? Because they are the second place team in the league, I wonder whether this is the one. It's like one more spin before you have to rotate. Because, look, I'm not saying Wolves are going to be a pushover. They're not. Yeah. You know, it wouldn't shock me if Wolves could, if Wolves took something off City. You know, I wouldn't be shocked to see that. They're playing the day after Boxing Day. It's just that because they are there, it's that chance to put, just to hammer that little bit more distance between us, that you might just ask Jordan Henderson to go one more, ask Manny to go one more, etc.
I think Klopp probably will ask the lads to go one more in that sense. And I think also, if it was me, I would probably be quite content playing for a draw in a circumstance like this. No, I'm not saying we're playing to get the draw and we want a point, in the sense that we are playing for Leicester to beat us because they're at home, the onus is on you. If you're going to come out and play, and that might give us the players, our players a bit of a rest, and that means we can then turn into a bit more of a counter-attacking side, and that's the best way to conserve the best energy out of those players that you've said are going to have to get one more out of them.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the way we get a result against Leicester. There's no point in saying, right, we're going to go and we're going to play how we play and we're going to keep moving the ball and we're going to move, because ultimately, I don't think we've probably got the legs at this moment to do a performance of that what's needed.
Yeah.
Whereas if we turn around and say, actually, we'll let yous have the ball, we'll be compact, we'll sit back, and we're just going to beat yous on the counter, and you know, we'll break away against yous a couple of times, and we'll see how that gets us on in the first half.
Yeah.
And if we can manage that for 45 minutes, hopefully it'll be a goal to the good. If not, that in the next 45 minutes in that second half, you can look at it and say, right, now's the time to start pulling them apart. Now's the time to really control the game. And I think that might be one of the ways to get out of there with 3 points.
I know. I think that's a very, very interesting point indeed. And obviously, you've got Shaqiri and Origi waiting in the wings. You know, whether you want to use them from the start, that's a possibility. You could still take one of the front three out for Origi. And then you've got whoever you're then keeping on the bench. You've got them for half an hour if you really want to add an injection of something. The one thing I want to talk about, we didn't do it on the final word. I'm genuinely gutted at time of recording, unless they've made some mad change to the rules that we're not allowed to wear our Champions of the World gold badges.
It's fucking stupid, isn't it? You can wear it in the FA Cup and the Champions League, but you can't wear it in your respective league.
You can wear it in the Bundesliga, you can wear it in La Liga, but you can't wear them.
Is it just because the English FA don't like FIFA?
No, it's because you've got to submit any. You've got to. There's tighter rules and regulations around what you've got on your shirt, basically. So you've got to get special dispensation. I think it's like the start of the season or something to make changes.
That's ridiculous.
To it.
Just because the English teams don't win it ever doesn't mean that you can't.
So we can have it next year, though. If we were to write it in,
maybe I don't know.
So you have to put an application in for the FA Cup as well. Sorry,
yeah.
It doesn't matter as long as I can get it in my shirt that I'm buying, my black Alisson shirt with the gold badge in the middle. As long as I can get it on that, I'm not too bothered. Yeah, but absolutely. It is stupid.
We could all wear it. We'll know it's there.
You should wear t-shirts underneath.
So when you celebrate,
or you just print it on the inside of the shirt so the players can feel it, so they know it's there. I mean, to be fair, they've probably got Pep Linders' celebration seared into their brains if they ever need to remember what happened. Yeah, but yeah, it's one interesting thing to note out of this game, Tom, is that this time last year we were 4 points ahead of Man City, who was second in the league, and obviously then we won Boxing Day, they dropped points on Boxing Day, and I think Tottenham were then second or whatever after that. But we're in a completely different kettle of fish here, you know, and that's why this 3 points against Leicester is massively important, because it is that thing of just to be 13 points ahead of them, potentially. What are we then? 11.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even ahead of Man City, regardless if they don't drop with the game in hand.
Yeah.
We're entering into a period now, and there's a temptation to clutch December together, because we did that last year. And then like the FA Cup becomes a natural air break between this, even though it's like 4 days or something or whatever in total. The period that we're now entering in, here till the end of January, if we can come out of that unscathed, I can't see how Liverpool don't win the title. Yeah. Because then Man City, when the Champions League starts to come back, City have got all the biggest rivals. They've got two games against Real Madrid, etc., etc.
Two more games against the Manx.
Exactly, yeah, the League Cup games to come as well. And that's what this game is. I think we're looking at it as like the end of a run of games. It's not. It's actually the first game in a new series of just scrape your way to points.
Yeah, this is a team with a completely different mindset, isn't it, from last season? Yes, we're top. We're going to be top at Christmas again. But I don't. Last time we were like all this talk of we're top, but we're always top and you always lose the title. This now feels like we're top at Christmas and we are so far ahead. We put ourselves in such a good position. We've got ourselves into this mind frame. The players are talking about making winning trophies a habit. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen last season. No. That wasn't the thing we spoke about. We were looking at it going, oh, we're lucky to scrape through the Champions League groups. And oh, what can we do? Can we maybe even get to close to the final like we did? And no, it's not about that anymore. It's Liverpool going, we've done this at different various stages. This is the progression we've gone on. This is what I love speaking about it and I love saying it. The progression since Jürgen Klopp's come in, and it's just step up, step up, step up, step up. This is the natural progression. That's why I'm not worried anymore. And I'm not saying it's arrogance. I don't think I'm being arrogant by saying Liverpool are going to win the Premier League. I just feel it. Yeah. I really feel that these players now know how to win games, you know, to get through. Regardless of whether we win this game, that's the thing. Yes, it'd be lovely. Yeah. And I think
the notion that Liverpool are going to be invincibles is asking a bit too much. Yes. Yeah. To be perfectly honest.
I think I was speaking to my uncle last night and I said this. I think if we can mathematically do it in March or early April, great. But I think Klopp's plan, and I think, you know, the FSG have always stated that it is to win titles and it is to win as many Champions Leagues as possible. Part of that was this year, he probably believed, after amassing 97 points, you guys have got the minerals to go on and win this league. Mm-hmm. I am going to I'm going to guide us out the way that we would each season. And by the end of the year, this is what we're going to hopefully have as our achievement for the work that we've put in. But I'm going to use the whole squad to do that. So my thinking is, if Klopp is in a position where it comes to back to the Champions League stages, and now we've got the likes of Minamino's been brought in the squad, but you can look towards the back end of March, and you know, pretty much now it's nailed on. I'm not that arsed about being invincible. That's something that I might give you next year if you want to keep pushing for further and better. But right now, I'm going to use the whole squad, which means, and then that's where I think the invincible thing becomes a possibility, because you get the players of an Origi that get to have the Origi moments. There will be games towards the back end of the season where other teams that have been lesser than us for all season have been like, right, we're going to be the ones to take points off Liverpool. Yeah. And you're going to rest your Manes, you're going to rest your Salahs and say you're going to be playing a quarter-final, hopefully, of the Champions League. Origi's going to come in with Minamino and one of them are going to step up and have that moment against like Everton in a derby and you think, oh, it's going to happen, isn't it?
I think the mentality is right, is there? Because I've seen it mentioned, and I mention it because I've seen other people mention it in the media and whatever. It's not a thing. It's a largely Arsenal fans who are terrified that it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been trying to say this last season. It's like this, you're not in a title race until the end of the season. It's just the season up until that point. Now, Liverpool are storming ahead at the top of the league, but it's not really a race. Unless you are battling mathematically possible, I think in the last 10 games of the season, you weren't even in a race in the first instance. So again, like, you're right, the best mentality to have is just keep plugging away. If that can become a thing, if there's an option for that presents itself down the line, but it's Boxing Day. Yeah. It should never be. I can't imagine the players will be thinking about it. You know, it's only us when you get mentioned about it being a gold trophy that you get a little bit.
Bit of a hard on.
Yeah, slightly a wreck. and, you know, it can't be a thing. But yeah, no, I think you're dead right. The mentality is just to get through this. And that's the point. This now, from here until the end of January, is ridiculous. It is ridiculously hard what we've got to get through. But if we can get through it, then we have it in our hands to write the next chapter of the season, really. Right, we're going to talk about preferred 11s in a moment. Before we do, I was lucky enough to sit down with Emil Heskey through the week. I'm plugging this for a few weeks. I will stop after this, but do go and watch it. It is a fantastic, fantastic interview with a wonderful fella and a Liverpool legend. The full thing's on the redmentv.com, but here is a clip. That Arsenal team was something
else. Yeah, they were special. They were special. But again, I always say this, when you've got Michael in your side, you've always got that little chance, haven't you? I mean, he's that one chance, and well, he got two, but and took them both. The first, which one was the first one? Was
the first one when he dives in when it's like Owen's first goal, where it breaks in the box, Babel knocks it down.
That's the one, and then he kind of volleys it in. It's instinctive. Always drops to him or Robbie, doesn't it? Bang, goal. And then the second one, it's funny because if you look at the second one, is it Tony Adams kind of shows him onto his left? Mike said, that's fine. I'll take it onto my left and play it in.
Well, it's Patrick Berger's ball for it. He picks it because he comes off the bench, I think, right toward the last 15 minutes of the game, and he plays that ball into the channel, and Michael chases it down. And as he's running through, I mean, like watching it from the stands, didn't feel like there's any chance.
No, there's no. But you know with Michael that he can shift the ball fairly quickly because he's got a low centre of gravity, and he can shift it and be that 1 yard ahead of you. If you have to take it any more, then you might be able to catch him. But that first 5 yards, you're not catching him. And it's evident that he actually shows him onto his left because he doesn't want him to come back on and try and bend it. Michael just said, yeah, that's fine. Just shifts it. Bang. Scores.
And the celebration. I mean,
it's crazy.
We always talk about Michael Owen never being the most charismatic of men. Where's the celebration? He does a flip.
Yeah,
get the full thing on theredmentv.com. Sign up for free. It is free for the first month. You get all of that and all the other phenomenal exclusives that we've got there, including the great interview that Chris conducted with Jurgen Klopp in the summer. And what I love about them, there's one I did the season before. You can see when he talks about things, how the season sort of pans out. It gives you more insight than you realise at the time. Really, really good stuff. Okay, preferred 11s. Gents, anyone want to do anything random, weird rotation?
I'm changing formation.
You're changing formation?
To a 4-2-3-1.
Okay.
And I'm going to put... It's purely because I don't know what the score is with Genie. Mm-hmm. I know he was on the bench the other day, but I'm thinking Henderson-Milner as a two to give Henderson a bit more of a respite in that midfield. Okay. Then you're putting Shaqiri on the right-hand side. Thing to give Salah a rest. He's played two games in a short space of time. Mm-hmm. You're putting Bobby in that 10 because Oxlade-Chamberlain can't play that 10. Naby Keita's been run ragged as well. Mm-hmm. Putting Origi up top and you're putting Mane on the left and then the normal back five.
I like the idea of out-Leicestering Leicester.
Yeah.
In that regard, put Origi on the shoulder and just easy. Well, that is exciting. Of Jordan Henderson sitting deep and doing the Danny Drinkwater.
Yeah.
Big balls over the top, have Origi chase them down.
And we'd have that attacking impetus up the left hand side, Milner dropping in for Robbo. Robbo can hug that touchline, help with Mane on that left hand side, and we can just overload them on that side. I think it'd work, whether it's gonna happen. I just think with the players that need a rest, Salah especially, Henderson does need the rest. Maybe it could be a Genie and Milner in that midfield as well. That could be a thing.
I think a lot of this does hinge on the fitness of Genie and Alden Ross.
Yeah, if he's fit, I'm picking him. Just for freshness. I go, the normal back five that played at the weekend, and then I'll go Hendo, Genie, Milner. I think you get that energy from Milner, the composure, the experience in such a pressured game again. But also you get freshness in that midfield as well. I just think the majority of you played on Saturday have just become world champions, the best team in the world, the confidence that's going to be used out of them. Don't give it like Leicester a mental advantage by going, and it's not a discredit to Origi or Shaqiri, by going like, you see, they see the team sheet and go, okay, Origi, Shaqiri, sound. They see Mane, Salah and Firmino up top. You go, fucking hell, we've got our work cut out today. I think you get that. And I think slight advantage, it's an 8 o'clock kickoff, and essentially you get an extra couple more hours rest as well.
I think we'll go, I think the only change we'll make is, I think Milner will come into the midfield. Yeah. I think if Genie's not fit, I think Milner probably comes in. I think we probably ask Keita to go again. So Henderson, Milner, Keita. And that could be a three or it could be a two. You know, put Keita in the 10 just as easily. I think would be as good either or. I really want Genie back for this game so very, very much. And to be fair, though, I'm probably keeping Keita in regardless. I just, you know, this is the thing. He's played the last two games. But he's not played loads of footy this season. You know, he shouldn't need a rest. Yeah. It's not like we've ran him into the ground, so like overall fatigue level should be too bad.
He started a month ago, didn't he?
Well, exactly. Yeah. You know, so I he should be fine to go again for us. And it's whether we want to use Milner elsewhere is the only other issue. Do we want to give this as another game for Robbo off, or do we want to give it as a game for Trent off, whatever? But I personally, I just think you just go for this one. You can make changes when you're at home. against Wolves later on in the week, because you've got that little bit of extra advantage. And I'd just be going, right, lads, go on. You're world champions. Go and just go out there and windmill it. You know what I mean? And take home 3 points. Watch Brendan Rodgers just stare on agog. And then I'd take that. Let us know your preferred 11s in the comments. Ella, what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm giving Leicester a goal. I'm just gonna Christmas innit. I'm just gonna give them a goal for Christmas. No, I think in all seriousness, I think Jamie Vardy loves a goal against us. So I can't see him probably missing out on that. And I think given the amount of games we have played in the last couple of weeks, I think it is likely that we probably will concede one. Teams don't of late score more than one goal past us, so I'm quite confident to give them that. And I think that we'll probably score at least two. Going to put some names on it as well.
Go ahead.
I reckon Salah's going to get one, and Black Suarez and Mane, he's definitely going to nab one as well, and that'll be us 2-1.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be a Brendan Rodgers game of football.
4-3.
Yeah, but we're going to win it.
Okay.
I think we've got it within us, but I think we're going to concede quite a few goals, you know.
Wow.
I really do see us conceding more than either 2 or more. I do, but I think we're still going to win.
2-1, obviously.
Obviously. Let's tell them the last two games Leicester have lost in the league were against us and Man City. I think a 1-0 for this one. I think it'll be by the odd goal. I don't think it's going to be one of those mega ones where we've got tons and tons of energy. But I like the counter-attacking thing. I like the fact of us sitting back and soaking it up and maybe just nailing them here and there, because that's been works very well for them, of course. I wonder whether this might be one of those games where they go a goal up. You might, like Vardy gets the early goal, and then but over the course of 90, we've just got a little bit more in the tank and a little bit more going for us, and we win. I think so, either 1-0 or a 2-1 to us. Yeah. Let me know yours then in the comments section underneath. Make sure you drop a like on the video and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you want the full Emil Heskey interview and all the other stuff that we've mentioned, head over to theredmentv.com. Thank you very much, gents. Hope everyone has a very, very merry Christmas, apart from Leicester fans. And City fans and Evertonians.
And Manx. And Arsenal fans.
Let's just look, if you're a Liverpool fan, you're the best. Best in the world. We'll see it all very soon. Ta-da.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.